Subject, broken relationship. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 21-year-old nursing student, full-time employee, and parent of a one-year-old child. I recently got in contact with my biological mother that gave me away when I was a toddler and never looked back. She is a 40-year-old woman that tells people she is 23 years old. She has a temper like a 5-year-old child. Her motto is, she only keeps her children that are mixed race because they turned out cuter than her full-blooded African-American children. Well, her and her youngest sister got into a huge argument because I wouldn't choose sides. She has threatened my child, myself, and almost made me lose my job. We work together. She told her relatives that I was talking bad about them, but I didn't. She has threatened to harm my son if she ever sees him. I honestly don't know what to do. I try to just ignore her, but she is bringing people up to the job and having them wait for me outside. I have every threat she's ever made in writing. Should I get a restraining order on the woman that birthed me or press charges against a woman that has given me away and never looked back? Wow, this is really a sad letter. It's sad, and I don't really know if you should be pressing charges for her. I don't know what you would be pressing charges against her for exactly. Maybe for threatening your son, and don't get me wrong, that is major. This letter is a bit confusing, though. There are some things that haven't been explained because you say you recently got in contact with your biological mother, and then later in the letter you say you guys work together. Now, how did that happen? You gave us no explanation as to what happened there. But let me tell you this. You're 21 years old. You're a nursing student. You're educated. You're a parent. Why don't you, this is a suggestion, try talking to your mom, expressing how you feel, trying to develop some sort of relationship with her other than this combative relationship that you have. Maybe all this talk, all these threats, all her actions are some sort of cry for attention, cry for help. Maybe you need to try and sit down and just talk to her as her daughter. Tell her how you feel, get her feelings. Maybe you guys can work something out as a mother and daughter relationship should be. Steve?
Harvey? I'm sorry. I'm in a whole nother direction with this letter right here. Okay. Here's this 21-year-old nursing student, full-time employee, parent of one child. Recently got in touch with your biological mother that gave you away when you was a toddler and never looked back. She's 40 years old, woman that tells people she's 23. Okay, see.
Right there.
How she pulling that off, I don't know. She has a temper like a 5-year-old child. Her motto is she only keeps her children that are mixed race because they turned out cuter than her full-blooded African-American children. So I'm assuming that you are the African-American child. I'm going to go with that right there. And then how many of these damn kids is she having and giving away? Who is this walking birth center? What are you giving away? I only keep the children that are mixed because they cuter than the full-blooded African-American children. Who is this? Who is this? Mm. Well, her and her youngest sister got into a huge argument because I wouldn't choose sides. She threatened my child, myself, almost made me lose my job. We worked together. She told her relatives I was talking bad about her, and then she threatened to harm my son. Okay, right here now. See right here? She threatened to harm my son if she ever sees him. See, now's the part where we got to start treating the mother like you don't know her no more. Mm-hmm. See, and I think you should get a restraining order. And I think you should report the threats. And I think you should keep a record of all her threats and everything. And you know what? Let me just say something to you, young. You were doing seeming like so much better before you ran your mama down. Excuse me, ran your mother down. Because, see, here's the thing. Anybody can be a mother. Anybody. It takes a special person to be mama. See, anybody can be a father, but it takes a special person to be a dad. See, mama is what the child end up saying when she needs something. When she got to get comforted, mama, can I talk to you? Yeah. This is my mother. That's just a statement. This is my mother. Now, so you're supposed to have some things that come along with the title of mother. But it's some trifling chicks out there, man. It's just some trifling, no good people that done had some kids. And really, and because of them, the kids have had to suffer. But you were doing so much better, it seemed like, before you met your mother. You want to know what my real suggestion is? Put her back. Don't meet her no more.
They work together.
You know, just put her back. Quit talking to her. You know, you done found your mother, and your mother ain't worth a damn. Mm. She like mixed kids better than African-American kids. Quit talking to her. Go on about your life. You can't have a relationship with everybody. Appreciate you wanting it and everything. I don't even see why you'd want a relationship with a person like this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.